With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Russell Banks grew up in New Hampshire, the son of a plumber.
My father was a violent man, violent at home, and so I was raised with the threat of that, with the actual experience of it, as a small boy. And my mother and father were divorced when I was 12, so that removed the threat.
Russell Banks says there was a high degree of tension, noise, and chaos in his family.
It's very much associated with alcohol, usually is. It certainly is in my family's case, and is in most cases.
In Banks' latest novel, Affliction, the central character is Wade Whitehouse, who, like Banks as a boy, was physically abused by his father.
The book is a description of 2 weeks in his life, when he's at age 41, when all the various forces operating in his life to keep him from being a good man get confronted.
Wade Whitehouse is a well digger and the town's part-time cop who wants to avoid repeating his father's abusive behavior to his own family and friends, but cannot.
It opens with a fragile man, I think. You know, he drinks too much. He's alone too much. He can barely keep his little trailer he lives in clean. He gets to work on time. He takes care of business, but his relationships are coming unraveled. He gets into, you know, quarrels and even brawls at the bar late at night.
Wade comes completely apart after what appears to be the accidental killing of a deer hunter, and the violence escalates to a bloody conclusion. Affliction by Russell Banks is a powerful novel of violence in rural New England, published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Recently, writer Russell Banks revisited the small rural New Hampshire town of his youth. There, he encountered the bully of his school days, now a beaten alcoholic pack rat in his 40s.
I told him, I have a scar in the corner of my eye, which I pointed out to him. I said, do you know how I got that? He had no memory. I thought, you gave me that. He was so delighted. He was absolutely thrilled.
That he accomplished that something.
He accomplished something. He said, I did that. It was this kind of pride. I did that. I said, yeah.
Unlike the school bully, Russell Banks, former college dropout and plumber, went on to publish 10 books of fiction. His latest novel, Affliction, examines 2 weeks in the life of a small-town New Hampshire man who becomes engulfed in rage and violence. At one point while writing Affliction, Russell Banks became stuck emotionally as he tried to compose a scene that takes place in a barn. Banks and his younger brother both had an awareness of some childhood traumatic event in their grandfather's barn, but couldn't recall what it was.
All we could agree was it was probably sexual, it was probably violent, and we don't know who it involved. And we felt very guilty about it. And so we obviously saw something we weren't supposed to see.
Banks was compelled to deal with the emotional resonance stemming from that barn.
And started bending the shape of the book around that, and the plot and the movement of the characters and so forth around that, until, as it turns out, it becomes a very central place.
Russell Banks, author of Continental Drift and of a compelling new novel, Affliction, published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.